I want to give some important facts about Leonardo da Vinci and his work, Mona Lisa. It is the most famous work of art on our planet. The Mona Lisa is now in the Louvre Museum in Paris. We don't have any final proof of the identity of women in the painting. Some people agree that it is a portrait of Mona Lisa. The Mona Lisa was painted on a thin backing of wood, which is now extremely breakable. This is why it is preserved behind a glass case. The painting remained in France's royal collections from the beginning of the 16th century to the creation of the Central Arts Museum at the Louvre in 1793. The Mona Lisa was stolen from the Louvre on August 21, 1911. An Italian painter, Vincenzo Perugi, stole it to return it to its country of origin. It was found almost 2 years later. Since then, the painting has left France on two occasions, in 1963 to the United States and in 1974 into Japan. Leonardo da Vinci painted the Mona Lisa between 1503 and 1507. We know that painting was special to Leonardo because he spent so long working on it. Leonardo da Vinci was born in 1452. The son of a lawyer in a Tuscan town of Vinci. Leonardo didn't have a classical education, but became a student in a studio of painter and sculptor Andrea Verrocchio. He spent 13 years there learning and working with other important painters. Leonardo was a vegetarian. Apart from being an artist, Leonardo was an engineer, an inventor, and philosopher. He also loved geology, anatomy, and astronomy. As a scientist, he was ahead of his time. Leonardo died in France in 1519, aged 67. Leonardo's other famous painting is The Last Supper. Now I go through the Mona Lisa in focus and also its painting. Most of us think that we know what the Mona Lisa looks like, but have you ever taken a really close look at the painting? Do you know what makes it special? I explain each part. The first part is the bridge. The bridge drawn by Leonardo behind Mona Lisa's left shoulder is the one at Boranio. It still exists. The bridge, which has seven irregular arches, is still open to road traffic, and the area is a popular picnic spot. The second part is her eyes. Leonardo believed the eyes were the windows to the soul. Is she looking at us or at something behind us, what we can't see? The third one is the lips. There are no hard outlines. Leonardo used a technique called stammato, which gave objects a soft look. The next part is jaw. The jaw line is quite masculine, which is one reason why some people thought the picture might be a portrait of Leonardo himself. About her hands, she didn't wear any ring, which is unusual for a married woman. Her hands are slightly swollen, which makes some experts believe Lisa was pregnant. The next part is chair. She's sitting with her body facing one direction and her face looking towards us. giving the painting a sense of movement. This is a technique still used today by photographers. The seventh part is sky. For many years, King Francisco I hung the painting in his bathroom. The stream might have caused the cracking that can be seen in the sky. The eighth part is the mountain. Leonardo was fascinated with geology. His notebook suggests this landscape is the Arno Valley. Maps by Leonardo da Vinci, which have been recently gathered for the first time, have helped to identify the landscape in Mona Lisa. The next part is the river. As an engineer, Leonardo was fascinated by the power of water. The last part is the smile that is very important. The smile is higher on the right and lower on the left. This makes her expression unusual. Scientists have recently suggested that they are fascinated by her smile because of the way the human eye processes information. When we focus on the smile, we use direct vision and the smile seems to disappear. However, when we look at the other parts of the painting, we notice the smile. This is the fact that we should know about the Mona Lisa. I hope you enjoy it.